Hello everyone and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chapin. There are 4 weeks left in the fantasy regular season, so most are trying to make the playoffs, but some are already looking ahead. So this episode will combine advice, both over the next 4 weeks and into the fantasy playoffs, by providing some tips that could hopefully make a difference. The first piece of advice is to don't be afraid to look too far ahead by setting yourself up for matchups, especially when it comes to streaming defenses. You don't want to blow up your team just because you're a little worried about a particular matchup in week 15 or the fantasy championship, but defense could be key. And based on what they showed last night, the Eagles are a top pickup for week 15. If you're in a one-week semifinal, they'll take on the Raiders at home, so very favorable matchup. And the new additions for Philadelphia look like they're really going to pan out. We haven't even seen Jaire Alexander or Jacorian Bennett potentially be used other than Bennett for a bit at the other cornerback spot. So they have major upside with Jalen Phillips now there, Nolan Smith back, Brandon Graham out of retirement, N'Kobe Dean being used more as a blitzer, and maybe Jalen Carter will start to emerge down the stretch. So that's a spot to look forward to, week 15. Philadelphia is available in nearly half of ESPN.com leagues, and I assume they'll be the top defensive play that week, so certainly a unit to get now and have in lineups to start the fantasy playoffs. Similar thinking for a tight end, where if you don't have a top option, you're probably more in the mix and match mindset. So the main guy here that I've mentioned, it seems like pretty much every week, is Isaiah Likely. Looking again at week 15, he'll take on the Bengals, who have been terrible versus opposing tight ends. They've allowed 10 touchdowns over the past 5 outings. So with the roster percentage under 10%, Likely I would recommend adding. He also faces the Bengals on Thanksgiving. And I'd also look ahead to next week if you need a tight end for Hunter Henry versus Cincinnati. Henry might not be available, but he just had a quiet game with the Patriots leaning more on the wideouts. So maybe he was dropped on a short week this week versus the Jets. But Henry, definitely a name to target for next week at tight end. And then the final name at tight end to maybe stash if you can, especially with him being IR eligible, is Darren Waller. He gets to face the Bengals in week 16. And with the Dolphins looking better last week in the win over the Bills, there's some more hope that Waller could return this season. And he flashed as a legitimate tight end one. So he's well worth a stash if you have the roster space. And again, you can't really do the mixing and matching at running back and wide receiver. Ideally, you have set options at every position, but tight end and quarterback are probably the ones where fantasy owners are more likely to stream. So for a rest of season outlook at quarterback, I would recommend targeting Bo Nix in a potential trade. Really, the way to go here might be hoping Nix doesn't do great this week versus the Chiefs. Then Denver has a bye in week 12, so some might want to jump off the roller coaster, but he gets a great matchup in week 13 versus the Commanders. Week 14 in Las Vegas, I expect Denver to be better than they were last Thursday night in a weird game. Then week 15, a potential shootout versus Green Bay, although that's probably the toughest matchup he'll have left on the schedule. But then week 16, a really good matchup versus Jacksonville, with them being more attackable in the secondary than with the ground game. And then Christmas night versus Kansas City could be one where Denver's trying to win the AFC West and maybe pulls out all the stops, including using Nix as a runner, which I hope we see more in general moving forward. But whether you acquire him now or maybe wait a week or two, Nix someone I would target as a QB1 the rest of the way. And for someone to potentially trade away, Caleb Williams gets 2 decent matchups this week versus Minnesota, and then in 2 weeks versus Pittsburgh. But after that, he'll face the Eagles, Packers twice, Browns, you can still be stout, and 49ers in week 17. So a pretty difficult schedule the rest of the way. And even these next 2 weeks, if the pass rushes for Minnesota and Pittsburgh can win, could be difficult matchups for Caleb. He's done major damage as a runner over the past 2 weeks. But something to keep in mind, maybe at least pairing him with another quarterback if you're counting on Williams as your QB1 the rest of the way. Ideally, you have a high-end QB1, and you don't really need to worry about rostering multiple quarterbacks, but I don't think it's a bad idea to essentially sit on one or two backups, both for insurance for yourself and to block opponents who are streaming at the position. So I'd look ahead to the schedule and see who you might want to not face in the fantasy playoffs based on matchups and consider adding them if you have the roster space. I might do a similar episode to this right before the fantasy playoffs, but the other piece of advice to finish off with this week is to potentially prioritize high upside handcuffs. As stated in the past, even if you don't have someone like Christian McCaffrey, it would make sense to get Brian Robinson Jr. if he's available, or another talented backup in a good offense, maybe Tank Bigsby. But hey, Schultz Hutton with how the Jaguars have fed Travis Etienne recently. Caleb Johnson for the Steelers has seen more action. Samaje Perine with Joe Burrow set to come back in a high-powered offense, and maybe even Braylon Allen with the hopes that he can return after it looked like he was a legitimate factor next to Breece Hall in the Jets' backfield. So that will conclude this episode. If you want more of a Week 11 focus, we have our full rankings on wolfsports.com. And if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, we'd be happy to answer any questions you might have. Until next time, I'm Dylan Chapin, and this was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.